there's a grand spa that I drove by. I think it's on 3rd Street. That that's the spot. Open 24 hours a day. You could go there in the middle of the night. You
it's
get
just
up.
Really good for you.
Happy
yeah.
Ending. Yeah, you have to that. Jack them off.
Hey, everybody. Producer Grant here again. This is part two of a two-part episode with Pauly Shore. So if this, you're just listening to this one, stop, go back, listen to last week's episode. This is a direct continuation of the conversation. And it's probably one of the best ones we've had so far. So thanks for checking it out.
Hello, everyone. Hola, mis amigos. You're listening to Oh My God, Hi, Hijo de Dios, Hola, with me, George Lopez, porque sabes que, let's do the show, porque I got a lot of things to do, I gotta go to that dry cleaner, ahí. My kid Phelps, se pegó la cabeza, I gotta go get some Neosporin Paul.
You know what George is?
Oh, I'm sure he's around here somewhere.
What's his name?
George.
Lopez.
George Lopez.
Oh my God.
OMG.
OMG, hi.
Oh my God, hi.
Interesting, right? Because yeah. When you go on stage, do you go on with half material and then half you come up with it on stage? Or
It depends.
But you do come up with it on stage.
But I do come up with it on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but
everybody's going out.
Is that your phone?
Who is that?
I don't know, dude. It's a disco light.
Yeah. You're a father as well, too, right?
Of course. I got 7 kids.
No, you don't. Holy shit.
Orale!
Orale!
Orale! Orale!
Don't tell me you're Catholic,
too. Back in the 90s. Well, back in the 90s, you know, like when I was on tour, you know, back on the, you know.
You might have fucking 7 kids.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. I got a kid in Atlanta named Katrina. I got Whitney in Albuquerque. And I got little Caleb in Denver. And then I got Harry over in Boston. And I don't have any kids. I'm just kidding. No,
Chinese.
But if he does, but if he does, he has the fucking names already picked out. And the states where he could
and
be fucking.
And plotted on the map.
And could be fucking everywhere.
No, my mom was my kid for many years. And yeah. My work and my comedy and this shit is my kid. This is where my heart is. So, and you know, women, and no disrespect to women, but you know, everyone needs attention. You're in a relationship, and it's a very much, I assume it's a very give and take. And I'd rather just kind of focus on my love, which is making people happy.
I think that's a good,
you know what I mean?
That's a good thing.
Because I don't want any distractions. My mom never supported comedians having kids. You know, she was always like, don't do it. It's going to fucking ruin you. Da, da, da,
yeah.
Da. You know.
Well, it's different because you're not as free to leave as you would be if you were kind of alone. And if you want to get somewhere faster, go alone.
And then, also, you know, if you get lonely, you just stick the pillow in between your legs and you got your dog on the floor. And I got a beautiful dog. My dog's amazing.
You sleep with a pillow between your legs.
Yes.
One of those long ones or
the long one, yeah. Yeah.
You ever do that? I think it's a pillow meant for people that sleep
I
alone.
Know, is the dog a male or female?
It like puts you in the spoon position and you can put it between your legs. Very comforting, man.
Yeah. No, I mean I sleep with the pillow between my legs and my dog on the floor and I got the love. And if I get lonely, I just say, hey, you're lonely. Get over it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, stop being a little bitch.
How close did you come to getting married?
One time a long, long time ago, but that wasn't, you know, it was like in my 20s.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I also, my parents divorced when I was 3, and my dad was unfaithful to my mom, and my mom was dating fucking several comedians, and then obviously the comedians were messes, so I didn't really see it. You know, it wasn't really in my DNA, you know, to settle down and get married. So I don't know, maybe in the future.
Did the comedy store stay in the family?
Yeah. Yeah.
You been to the comedy store?
Which one? Down Hollywood?
There's two of them. There's one in San Diego, and then there's one in
The one in San Diego is fucking awesome.
San Diego and then L.A., yeah.
The one in San Diego is nice.
Is that right? Yeah.
I just love going. I before I met you, I told you I'd seen you at least 5 times live.
Yeah.
And I go see, I just love laughing. I love going to see comedians.
It's such a great thing, you know.
It is.
You know, you still work the road, right? A lot or medium or
comedy? Well, medium. I'll come to the but, little bit of the
end. Yeah, I mean, you know, I was with, was it Brian Dorfman, you know, at Zany's? Yeah. I was with him like a couple weeks ago, and we were having lunch, and he says, you know, I talk about, you know, touring and stuff like that, and every comic is the same. It's, you know, they pay us to travel.
Right.
You know, because no one wants to go to the fucking airport. No one wants to stay in hotels. No one wants to fucking da 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 da. You know, and the performance is the easy part.
Right.
The stand up is the easy part because when you're on that stage, then you say to yourself, "Fuck! Now I know why I fucking flew to Nashville."
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's beautiful.
One time I was doing a fundraiser, so I came into the back. I was a little bit late. The show had already started, and when I went out there, you could hear somebody go, "Ah!" So I'm like, "Hey, man, shut up!" Ah! Unbeknownst to me, it was for a head trauma fundraiser for the fucking show. I went like this. You see, motherfuckers with these motherfuckers, man, fucking, they were all had suffered head trauma.
Oh boy!
And they apparently were having a good time.
Well, that's good.
So I always know. They say, "Know your audience." I came in there. I couldn't see anything. I just heard somebody like, "Ah."
That happened.
Get it together.
That happened.
Just shit together, man.
At a luncheon for kids, special needs kids.
Yeah.
And I remember Sheriff Baca was up there talking. There was one of these kids. Ah, fuck! Oh, no. Was screaming. And they finally had to just kind of move him out, gently.
Mm-hmm. Is it the hardest thing to do? You think of all the performances?
What?
You think of singing and dancing. You think comedy is the hardest to do?
Not for me. I've been doing it for so long.
That's a great answer.
Not for me.
Not for me, but I understand
amateurs like me.
I'm more comfortable on stage than I am like in a room of people. Like when I'm on stage, I feel like more relaxed.
You grew up
But it's also who I am, you know, whether I grew up in it or not. Like I feel like I'm a true stand-up. Like, I really like being on stage. You know, I love it. It's like the, you know?
You got to go to the Comedy Store, man. It's legendary, historic. It's great.
Did I see you're going to be in Brea?
No, I'll be at Flappers tomorrow. I'll be in the small room. I got a one-man show I've been working for a while. So that's going good. Yeah, that's basically all the stuff about the store that everyone wants to know. So yeah. I've been working that for a while, yeah.
Were you involved in the Showtime Comedy Store special?
I'm in it, and I helped with it, you know, yeah.
I think there's better stories than that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you hold a lot of the great
stories. I have my own stuff. I have a memoir. I have my documentary. I have my one-man show. I have all my stuff that I'm working on. So probably next year or the year after, it's all going
to
start coming.
You know, before social media, when you had to go to a club, you know, like if you were a singer in a band or something, the noise that would come out of the Comedy Store when, like you say, Robin Williams went up there or somebody... Mm-hmm. You know, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy was fucking like, the dude
who had the biggest applause. Eddie Murphy.
I think Eddie, because Eddie would roll in the 80s, and he was almost like, you ever see footage of like the Saudi Arabian princes, you know, where they'd kind of roll up in the Rolls Royces, like 10 of them?
Yeah.
That's how Eddie would roll, you know, with his crew. Right. He was like a prince. He was like a Saudi Arabian prince of comedy, and he came on stage, and it was like, you couldn't believe it. It was like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
pretty fucking amazing.
He was an amazing. He is. He was an amazing comic.
They were at the store, and you would hear stuff even before the internet. You hear, you know, when Kinison was out there, they go, "Oh, we went to go see some dude, man, at the Comedy Store, man." He goes last. It's late.
Yeah,
goes last, and he was fucking hilarious.
Man. Yeah,
and a good dude too.
Yep,
a good dude.
Sam or Eddie?
Sam. Eddie too, but Sam. Yeah, and Dice too, right? They got along at first, right? How do those guys fall out? Too much of this? Are they
Sam,
alike?
Sam fought with everyone because Sam was on coke and he was, you know, insecure and kind of fearful. Like, he even started fucking with me.
Right.
Like, I started coming up and I was like hot on MTV and I was actually on Arsenio. It's funny, I just saw this tape and I was on Arsenio because Sam and Dice were at it. And then I was like, I wish Sam would be nicer to Dice and da da da. And then, you know, and then Arsenio brought that up to Sam. It was hilarious. He goes, you know, Pauly Shore was here last week, and he wished that you would be next nicer to Dice. And Sam goes, who, Pauly Shore, the Gilligan of the 90s? it was hilarious. But he was starting to feel like a little jealous and a little the like angry. Gilligan like if he would have fucking, if Sam would have lived, dude, I bet, like, because he never saw all my movies. He never saw that run. He just saw me on MTV.
He would have fucking tripped.
Then he died. Well, I don't know if he would ever, you know, if he would have been jealous or like on me.
I think he would have been jealous.
Yeah, sure. He would have shit on me for sure.
That's what he shit
on. He's shit on everyone that fucking started doing good around Bobcat Goldthwait. Fuck him. He steals my bit. Oh.
The fucking you know?
what Judy Tenuta, that whore.
Oh, fucking Judy Tenuta. You ever seen Judy Tenuta? Yeah. The fucking Cornish had the gum. She go, spit the gum out. Fucking awesome.
But I did this thing which is hilarious. I was showing these guys before you showed up. I did a Zoom podcast interview thing called Comedians That Babysat Me, and it's basically me and all these lookalikes. So for the last like 6-7 months I've been looking for lookalikes because I'm in Vegas, and Vegas is like the Prince lookalike, the Elvis lookalike, the Michael Jackson. I'm like, where are the fucking comedian lookalikes?
Right.
Joan Rivers and Sam and Robin. And so I found these four comics. I found a Whoopi. Oh, I found a fucking a Robin, a Sam Kennison, and a Roseanne. So I interviewed them as they're the babysitters, and I talked to them. But it wasn't Robin that passed away. It was just like, just treat them like Robin Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I'm interviewing these people, it's fucking hilarious because they all are like locked in, and you almost think it's believable because I grew up with these guys.
Yeah,
you know. And I don't know what I was saying. I was just saying the lookalikes, you know.
Yeah, I was at the Comedy Store on Sunset when it was a Monday, and then the guy goes up and says, this woman is from Denver, and this Wednesday she's going to be on the Tonight Show for the first time, Johnny Carson, and Roseanne Barr.
Yeah.
And she went up there, and
she had
for about the first 30 seconds, she's like, I never go anywhere, I never go. And her fucking set was fucking killer, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
killer.
How it was.
And I said, I'm gonna watch her on Wednesday. I saw her on Wednesday. She fucking killed on
when
Wednesday.
When you got your show, the first show, the sitcom, how did you get it? Did you get it on you doing 6 minutes on one of the late night shows, and then the network saw you?
Somebody brought.
What year was your first sitcom?
2002.
And that was your first one.
Yeah,
that was the big one, right?
That was the big one. Yeah.
Yeah. And what channel was that on?
ABC.
Wow.
Big one.
And how many years was that on?
Six.
That's how many did you do?
120.
So you got some.
It's still on, yeah.
What's your sign? What's your date of birth?
April 23rd.
No, that's Same sick. That's
got a
sick.
Check for $1 million last week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Hope not.
God bless you, brother.
That's fucking great.
To get paid for work you already did?
That's hilarious. Yeah,
that's fucking money.
That's the money, man. I already got a lot of money, though. But we didn't get, you got this.
What? That's hilarious.
Thank you.
That's why Seinfeld was the king.
You
huh?
never think it's going to go long, and you never think
interesting.
It's, or you never think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And when it does, you don't want it to go away. You gotta stay in there as long as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Because if you're not in there, it'll be somebody else.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was a great run, and you know, and the fact that you made it past 100 episodes. Yeah.
Were you at Woodstock 99?
I was not. No.
I saw the MTV Woodstock 99 on HBO. Yeah. That was some
shit. That was some Limp Bizkit shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hanging out with Fred
a lot. They fucking hated Carson Day. I mean, it was a different time there when it just started to gradually go.
What was the opposite aggression. Of Woodstock?
It was the opposite of
exactly,
Woodstock.
Yeah.
It's almost like Hollywood's the opposite of Hollywood now.
Right. Fred Durst was good in that. And also, when he's dressed up like his dad that last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was awesome.
With the shooting glasses and the goatee and the jacket. They were good, man.
Yeah.
It's really good. I never got into Limp Bizkit, but they had a fucking great set, man. It's some nice music.
Yeah, their stuff's hot.
It was all that shit, that aggression stuff, man. But a lot of rock guys, everybody went to the Comedy Store. Slash, awesome. All the guys would go see Sam Kinison. All the bands right up the street was, you know, the Roxy and the The Rainbow.
Rainbow.
But the Comedy Store was the equivalent of having a rock club for comedians. Like, guys would go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
It was awesome. When I was younger, I didn't spend much time on the West Side. You know, the West Side was far away from this Mexican on the East Side of town. So I didn't start going there till later on. So it was all comedy.
So how's Los Feliz for you? It's fucking sick, right?
Yeah, I like it. I always wanted to live there.
It's fucking great.
It's really nice. It's good.
So many good restaurants.
Quiet.
Are you married with kids? You're solo, right?
Yeah, I'm solo.
Yeah. How many kids do you have?
I just have one.
How old?
25.
Wow.
Sound like Jack Webb.
I'm not going. I know. Are you happy? Yes.
Well, no. I never spend any time with him.
No, we don't see each other. Yeah. I don't think I'm going. I don't think I'm going down that road again.
So was it a harsh ending?
I think when women sometimes if they see you, you don't grind at anything, they think they need to help you. Like, I don't really grind at any of my work. I've been doing it for so fucking long. I know what I have to do.
Yeah.
But to them, it might look like I'm not doing anything. Then they all eventually come around and try to raise me.
Sure.
Or try to tell me how to be.
Oh, God.
Amen.
And I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Are you listening out there?
You get massages? You have like a masseuse that come over?
I have a guy. Reflexology.
Yeah.
It's good. Reflexology.
And then what
good.
About the spa? You go to a spa and relax?
Because
I go to the spa with Bobby Lee all the time.
Oh, what?
That's got
to
be
Bobby Lee.
The Korean spa. You should go to the Korean spa, dude.
The grand one? The big one?
It doesn't matter. There's 50 of them.
Hey, you ever been to one?
They
fucking take
care
of you, dude.
They're the best,
dude.
Is that right?
What are they doing there? They
I don't do anything. I just go
steam
and sauna and go in the cold pool. And, you know, you do it for 45 minutes and you're good.
There's a grand spa that I drove by. I think it's on 3rd Street. That's a spot. Open 24 hours a day. You could go there in the middle of the night. You
it's
get up.
It's just really good for you.
Happy ending.
Yeah, you have to jack them off.
I want Bobby Lee to give me a recommendation where we're going to go. You know, I went to one of those spas. I've always been afraid. The stigma. I go in there because I'm an old cop. I'm going to go in there and somebody's going to be whacking me off and somebody's going to come in here. You're busted. You know, this is a prostitute.
Right.
So I went in Vegas. My wife dropped me off with another friend. She dropped me off because my neck was really sore. I went in there. I came out and she says, "How did it go?" I said, "I want to kick the shit out of that broad." She fucking hurt the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that good.
Yeah, you're not used to it.
No, I don't.
No, I've been doing it my whole life.
Listen, if you ever go to a massage place and while you're laying there, you see a couple of like bars up.
Yeah, that's good. That's it.
It means they're gonna hold on that fucking bar and put their heels into your shoulders and your back, and they use those things as weight leverage to go down. And if you can take it, it feels good.
What about
you? Don't want to get jocked off after that. You're like, your dick is like, I'm not going.
Wait a minute.
Leave me alone.
When
you
say, stay in this condition.
Can you take it? Are you face down or face up?
Face down.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't do face up. What about weed? You smoke weed?
A little bit. Not the actual flower, but.
What about gummies?
Yeah.
They're great, right?
They are great.
You got to go to Mota. Have you been to Mota?
Where's that?
It's right in Silver Lake. Oh. You know what Mota means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means weed.
Weed.
Yeah.
We think with a couple of fucking, huh?
Well, I know. That's why I just, you know, I'm saying you should go.
No,
it's right in your hood.
Yeah. Do you smoke?
Sometimes. But gummies. Yeah.
I've been sleeping on those.
I've been sleeping on
Punch edibles, right? Is that the one?
The punch edibles are good.
Which one's that?
Brand, I think.
Frank Castillo.
Called Punch. Comedian Frank Castillo. I don't know if you know. He was on here.
Dude.
He works with them a bunch. Hooked us up with some
good
stuff.
They're good. You take the malted balls to sleep?
Malted balls. I'll take a malted ball to go
but
to sleep.
But you're a cop. You can't have weed, dude.
It's all legal. It's legal.
Yeah, but still, dude.
You're not doing it. You're saying for the kids.
Kids. That's
you missed the first part of this stuff. Before, I still don't smoke weed. We went through all this with George.
I'm going to make you roll your fucking sleeve up right now. I bet you see a couple of fucking tracks right there.
Doing that because I was a cop.
Between your toes.
When I first became a cop, smoking a single joint was a felony.
Yeah.
And so
on your own?
Not me.
Without passing it as a felony.
And so, you know, I went through all this. Today, I cannot touch the stuff because just of the stigma. You know, and I'm not a prude. I don't care who smokes, who doesn't. It's none of my business. Now, I will tell you, without mentioning any names, I asked a doctor once about this ointment stuff. And he says, I get it from my mom. Now, this is my primary care doctor. So I started using that for my busted up finger for arthritis right here. And
you like
then,
that?
Yes. And it definitely works. I use Sana. We need to find out how we can get that.
It's coming this week.
You ever,
okay.
You ever, been to Salazar? You love Salazar. It's in right in Frogtown. You know where Frogtown is? Do you know where Frogtown is?
It's on the other side of the 5
Dude, you got to eat. I lived there for 7 years.
He's been more in the hood than I have.
Yeah. Frogtown, Salazar. Yeah, what about Esperanza? These are great. I'll text you. I'll text you these spots, dude.
You got a babe. Why don't you be a fucking Chicano like Pauly Shore, puto?
Yeah, there you go.
You get one of your babes. You take her. You take her to Salazar. You sit outside there. It's beautiful.
Give her a gummy bear. A couple of gummy bears.
Give her a fucking gummy bear, all right?
And you have a nice night.
Give her a gummy giraffe.
They got the great. They got the great steak. They cook it right there on the thing with the real tortillas. The you know what I mean? The authentic. It's fucking sick.
He knows.
Yeah. Shit. Send that shit
to
me.
Do you go to Whole Foods or no? Do you go to Trader Joe's there?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that your car? The little.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
It's
I got
cute.
One.
Cute. You got a mini?
Yeah. I've had it since 2003. It's got 17,000 miles on it.
Wow.
I love it.
It's great, right?
It's been hit by some famous people. Yeah, look at these guys fucking driving. They come back. Hey, man, a fucking car opened. The truck didn't see it. The guy opened the fucking door. Because it's so little, the truck is up there. The guy's fucking, hey, we're here. Bam! The side of that fucking car. But they're good. They're fun to drive. They're fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy to park.
Yours a mini.
That's a mini, shit. I'm ready to get rid of the one I've, my Cadillac, the battery one.
So what are you saying about the marijuana that... Not even the marijuana. But for what you're using it for, it's working.
Yes,
for pain.
No doubt about it. A little score, either the little chocolate things that you the.
In the 80s, when people were taking pills
or gummy bears, you know, and I'm laying off the pills. You know, I told the doc, you know, a couple of years. I say I'm having trouble sleeping. You know, I can't sleep. He says, "Here, take these." You know, he gave me some sleeping pills. Well, I didn't like taking sleep pills. Now. Give me some gummy bears.
When I was in Las Vegas after I had my surgery, like 2006, I needed some. I needed a diuretic, so I told the lady to go find me a doctor. She found a guy who we all know who was on trial and went to prison.
Michael's doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he gave her the prescription, and then he said, allegedly, tell him whatever he wants, I can provide it for him.
Wow.
And he went through, he needs Soma, Trapezine, and then the third one, he said liquid cocaine. And I said to her, after my swelling goes down, let's go get some fucking liquid cocaine. Those long Schwabs. And whee!
How was it?
I didn't have any, but I've had it before. It's delicious. Are you picking your nose?
Still in jail?
No, he's out. You ever see Michael Jackson at the store?
No.
Yeah, everybody went. Who didn't go there? Everybody was at the store, weren't they?
They were all there.
I saw David Letterman there, 79. All the big dudes. David Brenner, Pryor, and his Rolls Royce outside.
Brenner said something, the funniest thing that ever stuck to my mind still today, riding the trains in
like
in
I said
New
on
York.
The paper?
Yeah.
Remember that?
He's sitting on the paper because the seats were so dirty. He says, like, "Guy, comes, excuse me, are you reading that?" He says, "Yes, I am." Set up, turn the page, and set back down.
Would you open a club in Vegas? No. There was a comedy store in Vegas, wasn't there?
Yeah, in the 80s.
In the 80s, yeah.
Yeah, the Dunes.
In the Dunes.
Yeah, that was wild. That's where Chris Rock and I first started.
Yeah. The Dunes was a good... It's right there where the Bellagio is now. They had their own little golf course there on the side of the freeway.
Yeah.
Nothing looks the same over there like it used to. Can the Raiders survive in Las Vegas without... It comes in three. Hey, you know when they say it comes in threes.
Can they survive without a wide receiver? Can they survive without a draft pick
and
that just
coach.
Got dumped?
And a coach.
And a coach.
Yeah.
So
coach.
Gruden, Ruggs,
they already did threes.
And the dude with the gun.
That's it. It's a wrap.
It's
a
wrap.
They're good now. They got out of the way.
Man, I think Gruden's going to sue the NFL.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Because he's the only one that...
It felt like
650,000 right? emails and only his three wow. got looked at. Not that, you know, not that, but...
No, totally. He totally felt like a fall guy for that stuff. They're like, we'll just put it all on him and then fire him.
So do you play golf?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Do you play? Never played?
I've played. I don't play. Not my thing. I don't really have any hobbies.
Well, I think I saw your... You got a few hobbies. I think throwing Pablo out of his...
It's more of a pastime.
He loves the ladies, but in the comedy clubs,
good for you.
You see some fucking amazing looking civilians,
especially in this town or across America. Do you think? I mean, I definitely
no, hey, like
the comedy. You talk about riding the fence. You see some amazing civilians.
Yeah, you see some.
That way you don't lose that.
They don't want to.
At the end of the night, you're available.
But they don't want to get involved with us. If any woman is smart, and there's a woman out there whose boyfriend is a comedian, you go or he goes, because you're not going to stay together. Right?
It's tough.
It's tough.
Seems hard.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be gone, and if you don't go, then you're going to think he's fucking somebody.
And then you don't want your chick watching your act every night either. Nope. That's terrible.
There was a story of a comedian and his wife brought her parents to see the guy. The guy was eating
oh,
it.
No.
And she stood up in the room and she looked back at everybody. She goes, "What's wrong with you guys? This stuff's funny."
Who said this? The wife or
the wife
mom?
Said it to the audience.
Oh, really? Wow.
That should all go recorded now.
I've tried saying funny stuff sometimes. My wife has been hurt. Her feelings have been hurt. So I
this cancel culture at home.
You get vaccinated?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one?
I got
Moderna.
Moderna and Pfizer.
You got both?
I got the booster.
Oh, really?
You know anybody that's had it? Passed?
That died?
Yeah.
It's
no. tough, man.
No, but I mean, I had some people that friends that got it, they got fucked up from it.
It's fucked up.
I've had friends, two brother-in-laws, just they went, and I've had two of my daughters have had it and survived. They were both vaccinated.
So everybody gets a flu shot, nobody gets vaccinated?
That's it. I don't know. Both
yeah,
of my kids
have been
vaccinated.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
I would do it. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I don't think they're going to chip me or know anything about me. You just want to be healthy for you. I'm not worried about
I'm just sitting there. So what outraged you? You write it down. Okay, it's a conspiracy theory. Don't do it. You do it. And you save a life. I mean, it's my life. When
do you have an obligation to your employer to do it?
I have an obligation to me.
That seems to be
to
the
do
one.
It.
Like the guy, Aaron Rodgers, got it, right?
Yeah, that was a big news story this past week, him and his comments.
Well, he said he'd been vaccinated. Didn't say with what.
Well, he said he was immunized.
Immunized.
Is that when he was
but it wasn't
if he
the
was
vaccination.
Yeah, I didn't understand that because if you think about it, you got Kyrie Irving in what is it, in Brooklyn?
The Nets.
He didn't get vaccinated, and they didn't let him play. Right. So Aaron Rodgers didn't get vaccinated, and they let him play?
No. He didn't play, did he? No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, he played the whole year up until
last
year. Yeah, but he's not playing now, and he may not play this week.
Yeah.
Just because of that?
Yes.
So he's willing to, like, I don't want to say mess up his season, but not participate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
based off of the vaccine.
Because he was unvaccinated, he has to be out for at least like the 10 days from when he tested positive. So like if he was vaccinated, he would have definitely missed like Sunday's game, but would be back this next week. Because he wasn't vaccinated, he's got to be out longer. So he is planning on coming back.
Yeah.
But he's
it is kind of gnarly that the government is basically, and especially our state of California, is basically saying, "Yo, you have to do this or you can't work."
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I went to Starbucks this morning on Sunset and Fairfax, and they asked, you know, obviously you have to wear this, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But they asked for my vaccination card at Starbucks. They don't do that in Vegas. They don't do it anywhere.
A couple of things bother me right now.
Wow.
They asked for your vaccination card. Okay, I'm vaccinated. But now LA City just put out, So now because kids are available, now the kids have to be vaccinated. So how do you go out to a dinner with your children? And if they haven't had the opportunity to be vaccinated yet, they haven't been taken forward, schools haven't mandated it yet. So we have a problem. That's problem number one. The other problem I have...
Is me next to you?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, I'll brag about this one.
You were closer.
I'll brag about this one for years. And that's the truth.
Thank you. Thank you.
I sat there and called my wife because when my battery broke down, I already had... Good job, my wife. I called her. I said, okay, come give me your car. You sit here with my car. I'll take your car,
oh, wow.
And I'll come to Georgia. She was in a heartbeat. And then I called her. I said, forget it. They got here. So they met me, changed my battery
out. So you're going to marry AAA?
I'm going to marry AAA.
It's good for her to do one thing a day, don't you think?
Well, yeah. Don't want to press her.
So what were you saying?
So the other thing is now – well, I'll say LAPD, Sheriff's Department, anybody local, they're mandating
yes.
vaccine. And if not, you're going to lose your job.
Yes.
But yet, people that are getting food stamps, that are on welfare, or on any other benefit.
Why don't you just say what you want to say?
They're not being ordered to vaccinate.
Why don't you just say it?
Yeah, they're not. So there's a disparity there. How are we going to enforce this? How are we going to do it? And
they're just going to do it.
You think it's ever been cool to pull a food stamp out? I don't think so.
No. No, I don't think they. And I'm not trying to take anything away from them.
You're there and you're like,
no.
How much is it? Let me see.
And it's nothing against them. I just don't think they're being so hard on employees. And not just cops. Any employee.
Yeah.
You know, why are they mandated to do it? But this other side of society is not.
If you give people a choice... You're going to create an issue because some people are and some people aren't.
Sure.
But it went away for a little while and then it came back stronger and it'll come back stronger again. I don't care
who is or who isn't. I am. My family is. So I don't care about everybody. I'm just saying there seems to be a disparity on the way they're presenting this to everybody.
Is this Comedy Store haunted?
That's what I heard.
You never heard anything in there?
I've heard it, but I haven't experienced it.
You've been downstairs to that? I mean,
yeah, the basement, yeah.
There's a little, what's in there? Like a porthole and stuff?
Some of my old porno magazines.
Ah, I want
to
see
them. There used to be a tunnel, right?
I guess if that's what you say, I'll go with
it. No, there is. I think that, well, your family owned it, but they said there was a way out.
Well, years ago it was Ciro's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a gangster. That was a gangster wow. place.
All the actors in the 50s, 60s, and then I know a woman that lived on Sunset in a big house that was Shirley Temple's house, and she, the gangster that owned it, had a tunnel running under that he'd come out across.
No
the street.
Shit, I never even heard that. That's crazy.
That motherfucker had a bank safe in the bottom of the house, a wow. full on. Fucking Wells Fargo, fucking safe.
Those things, banks are not impressive to me. When I was going to college, I had to do a diagram, you know, prepare for bank takeover, you know, how was I going to do this, cops, ambulance, everything set up. And so I picked the bank that I was going to do it at, and I went into the bank, and I thought there was going to be big vaults, you know, big. They ain't shit
they have
in
nothing.
The bank. No.
You don't even really see any money anymore.
No.
Right? People don't take cash.
It's all Apple Pay.
There was nothing there. It was easy to do a... I got an A on my paper. I don't care.
Salazar.
Were you doing a book? Would you do a special?
The what?
Did you write a book?
I'm doing it.
Good.
Yeah, I'm doing all that shit right now.
Good.
Yeah, I got the one-man show and the book and documentary series and... my band. I have a band in Vegas,
oh,
which
yeah.
is
wow.
cool.
Where do you play?
We play everywhere.
What kind of band?
We just do covers, you know, but it's fun. And it's like, you know, it's called Polly and the Crusties. And it's just me and these old guys. And we dive in and we sing these songs and people love it.
Well, you know, Cookie Jar can perform forever.
Hey, covers is great.
I think you can.
Yeah.
You ever seen Cookie Jar?
No.
You seen him?
No.
Oh, man. You seen him, right?
Yeah, of course.
Cookie Jar in Vegas. He's got like the bangs and the long hair, and he's fucking scenes and shit, and he's got everything. Now he's got everything done with remotes. He can turn.
I just think at the end of the day, what we do, you just do.
You just do it.
You don't think. You do this. You do that. But it's what we do. You know, both of us are very fortunate, and knock on wood, we're lucky we made it in the early part of our careers.
Yeah. I am fortunate being sitting here with you. Two icons.
Thank you. But it's true. I mean, we're very fortunate that we got in and we made a name for ourselves, and we're okay now.
You know?
Yeah, very fortunate. Trying to make it now, it's fucking hard, dude.
You know, I don't go to the Comedy Store much, but I started there. See, that's where I first went on stage.
And I was going to jump into it, but now forget about it.
It was great.
And then Freddie Prinze showed up.
And Freddie Prinze was before me.
Yeah, no, I know.
He was awesome. Yeah. Fucked up. He was fucked up, way ahead of his time fucked up. For somebody 22, he was already on lewds and coke and alcohol and guns.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Shit, man.
You know, I was just saying that these guys were fucking,
of his
you
fucking
know.
Mind.
It was the thing to do.
No weed.
Yeah. No.
Lewds they stopped making because they were so good that they stopped making.
Well, I went to Beverly Hills High School, so we had Quaaludes everywhere.
Man.
You know what I mean?
You know something I never saw. When did you go to? When was that in Beverly Hills?
It was in
the '80s. See,
yeah,
'70s of Patrol. Never saw Quaaludes. Didn't know what they were.
I took a fucking Black Beauty once. I looked like a fucking bumblebee. It was that big?
Yeah.
Fucking. It looks like a Beats pill.
I was surprised you to think it was a spot story.
I would take pills. I didn't even need to know what they were from. If I saw one in her drawer at the house, I would take it.
Just roll the dice.
I said, my grandma's got good shit. I'm sure this is. I took all her Valium. She fucking just stop taking my fucking Valium, stupid. I'm trying to relax.
Me too.
It was awesome, man. All right, dude. Thanks for coming, man. I appreciate you.
And hopefully the next time I see you won't be at a comedian's funeral.
That's right.
You know, right?
Rodney, too.
A lot of people. Oh, we are at Rodney's as well. Yeah, a lot of people.
There's a lot of...
Carl LeBeau,
another one. He was with Sam that time. Man, you know what? Those guys, very unique, man. And anytime we lose somebody, I would say, like, we're all military guys. We're all soldiers in the same army.
You are. You are all brothers.
You lose a guy, it hurts.
Band of brothers, just like the military. You guys are together. You're very, very unique in what you do. And
yeah,
not
you
everybody
stay on that
it.
Side. We're going to stay over here because we're more unique than you. You guys, tell them. It's in Espanol, go like, get away, no. Dude.
Get away,
Cartagena. I'm a unique. I'm not unique.
Cartagena.
I'm a unique.
Cartagena.
Later,
appreciate
brother.
Appreciate
you, brother.
Yeah, for
man.
Sure. Thank you,
Pauly
sir.
Shore.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming
Thank
out.
You, sir. Thank you, sir.
The greatest.
And we're going
Where's your one-man show going to be?
Tomorrow night we'll be at Flappers.
Oh.
And then I don't know. I'm just putting
it
up.
Oh, you just putting it. Okay, good.
I flow, bro.
Yeah.
You know, just follow my social media platforms. I got all my shit there. I got my band. I got, you know, all the stuff.
The Crusties.
And it's fun, you know. It's all good.
All right, man. All good.
Awesome. Thanks for coming out.